For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Thursday evening service of August the 28th, 1996, of the Memorial Day Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
The conclusion by Tommy Cook. Brother Tommy, come and minister. I always know that he's ready because when he's got his Bible full of pages there, twice as many as he's ever going to use.
Praise the Lord. Am I on back there? Can you tell? Am I on? Can you hear back there? Okay, let's stand together. May the Lord bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Am I glad you came tonight?
Amen.
Praise God. Father, we thank you again for this night and this time together. Lord, where two or three are gathered together, you said you'd be in our midst, and we know you're here tonight. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the men and women of God that are here. And Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit to quicken us tonight. Without you, we're nothing. We can do nothing. We can say nothing. We can, Lord, without you, we're nothing. And we just submit to you, Lord God. And I thank you for your presence, your anointing, and thank you for this word, because it's a lamp to our feet, it's a light to our pathway. In Jesus' name, and everybody said amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. I mean, enjoyed, is it dead? Okay. You use this here? Okay. Let me take this off then. Oh, that's all right. Okay. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Turn to the book of Revelation. How many's read the book of Revelation lately? Praise God. How many understand all of it? That's why the Lord brought Bill and I here, I guess. No. I mean, that's a great book.
Amen.
One of the 66 books. And it's the last book, and I believe we're at the end, and I believe we need to know something about it, don't you?
That's true, Brother
Paul. In Revelation 1, look in verse 3. Let me just take through a few scriptures before a few things. I won't go too long. It's, what is it, 10 after 9? Okay. Revelation 1, verse 3. How many know there's seven blessings in the book of Revelation? Now, I just want to touch a couple of them here with you. Verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Now, we know John was in the Spirit. And how many know when you're in the Spirit, time is at hand? Because there's no distance, no time when you're in the Spirit. Hallelujah. It's just that simple. Now, when we're not in the Spirit, we're in the flesh, you know, we think, well, his coming's 100 years, 200, 500 years out there. But I tell you, I believe his coming is nigh.
Amen.
I believe we're living close to the coming of the Lord. How many know it's easy to lose that expectancy of the imminent return of Jesus? I was listening to a talk, it's a TV show in Tulsa recently. An evangelist has a program, and he had another man on, and this man said, if you don't believe in the rapture, you're Antichrist. So I guess most of us are Antichrist here tonight, Steve. No, not really. How many know we belong to the Christ?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But God is opening our eyes to the time, I believe, and to the seasons, as was mentioned a while ago. Let's look at another scripture here, real quick on that. Look in chapter 14. Chapter 14 of Revelation. Here's another blessing. How many know some people's going to die? Well, they're dying every day, aren't they? But here in the Revelation 14, verse 12, here's the patience of somebody. Come on. The saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God. Why? Because they love Jesus. And what else? The faith of Jesus. Now, how many know if you got patience, you got hope?
Amen.
And if you're keeping the commandments of God, you got love in you. And also, he said, the faith of Jesus. So there's faith, hope, and love there. Now, verse 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. So, somebody's going to lay their life down in the Lord. Hallelujah. And how many know it's not wrong to die in the Lord? It's right to die in the Lord. Isn't that right? And this is right before the Lord comes. Look at the next verse. How many know he's coming on a cloud?
Yes, sir.
He's coming on a cloud. Hallelujah. White cloud, by the way. And he's got a sharp sickle in his hand. I heard the Lord say tonight, don't think 3 months or 6 months to harvest. Harvest is now. Bill mentioned the harvest tonight. I heard the Spirit say that tonight. Praise the Lord. We are in harvest time, brethren. How many believe that? Oh, hallelujah. Now, I'm just touching a few of these things. Go over now to chapter 22. Brother Bill mentioned the Benjamin Company. And how many believe that? There were 12 sons of Jacob. And that last son, as Bill mentioned, was Benjamin, the son of the right hand. You know, the wife was going to name him another name, you know, which means son of Saul. But Jacob said, no, it's going to be Benjamin, the son of the right hand. So look in chapter 22, verse 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that, here's the reason, they may have the right or the privilege or the authority to the tree of life. I mean, Jesus is our tree of life tonight. Look back to chapter 2, verse 7 of Revelation, and we see who we're talking about here. Revelation 2, 7, it says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Hallelujah. So he said back in 22, 14, blessed are those that are doing his commandments. They will have the right or the authority or the privilege to that tree of life. And what else? They also will enter through the gates into the city. And there were 12 gates and 12 governments. Listen, God wants us to come in under his government. Amen. The kingdom of God, amen, is the government of God. Can you say amen? It is the love of God. It is the will of God. It is the glory of God. It is the majesty of God. How many know God's the kingdom? And it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, and it's power. Hallelujah. God has a kingdom. Amen. So, there's blessings to this great book. Now, turn to Revelation chapter 2. And I heard the Spirit. How many thank God for the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
And you know, sometimes the Spirit speaks in your spirit. And how many know some things are way out there in the Spirit, and you got to bring them on in? Isn't that right? Other times, you know, it's right up close. But sometimes I'll just perceive things way out there, and all of a sudden, they're coming closer and closer and closer. How many understand what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. And how many believe that we've got some authority tonight? In the name of Jesus. Three men, I told them that I preached the church is going through the great tribulation. One man stood up and said, well, I've been taught 29 years that the rapture was going to take place. Well, how many was ever taught the rapture? Come on, hold your hands up besides me. I'll hold both of them. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen. Bill's got both hands up. Amen. I mean, no, that was a hard pill to swallow once you found out it wasn't going to be exactly like you thought it was. Isn't that right? But once we got over swallowing the pill, we got all right. Amen? Praise God. Yeah. And then last night I had another dream. I dream a lot. I don't know. How many have dreams? Praise God. Well, I don't just go around spouting my dreams off. But I had a dream last night, and I saw the setting where I was, and I was comfortable. The wind was blowing. It was cool. And in this nice room, and all of a sudden I was about ready to go to sleep, and something hit me right in my body. And I was paralyzed, and I couldn't move. But I'll tell you, I moved my head, and I got my thoughts on Jesus. Hallelujah. I mean, oh, nothing can stop us. Come on. Amen. And I couldn't move, but I got my thoughts on Jesus, and all of a sudden I felt something coming into me. And I just like pulled my finger and hit this thing where it was in my stomach. Because I felt this thing hit my body, and that thing moved out of me, hallelujah, like air out of a balloon, and it left me, hallelujah, amen, and I felt peace in my body. How many know he's real tonight?
Amen.
People say there's no demons. They've come too late for me. I believe in deliverance. Now, some are called more to it than others. I mean, you know, like Brother Sister Coffey and others here. But I believe in it. As our brother said, they get in your way, you get them out of the way. Amen?
Right.
But there are some really called to the ministry of deliverance, I believe. Praise God.
Right.
Revelation 2. I mean, there's some things we must overcome. Now, this first church is called Ephesus. And it means desirable. And there's some things that are desirable in our life. Come on, there's some things not so desirable. Isn't that right?
Right.
This church was called to the high calling of God. Do you believe that? Look over in Ephesians we'll hold a place there. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. I want to show you this to you. How many's ever read this book?
Amen.
It's a tremendous book. I'll tell you, it's a wonderful book. But look down in chapter 1 and look in verse Look in verse 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now verse 4. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children, notice, by Jesus Christ. How many know that word children there? How many know that word is sons? Sons. Amen? Okay, so this church was called to sonship. It was called to a high calling in Christ. Hallelujah. Now, in that verse 4, notice something. He said something in that verse 4 again, that he has chosen who? Us. Who has he chosen? Us. And then he said something else. Where are we chosen? It's in
him.
In Christ. Isn't that right? And 3, when was it? Before the foundation of the world. And why were we chosen? That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Hallelujah. And so, brethren, these people, this church, was called to that great high calling of God. Amen. But how many know the enemy invaded this church? Look in Acts 20. Look at the Revelation in a minute. Acts 20. I'm going to show you there was an invasion against God's people in this church. Acts 20, 28. And how many know if you're in a local church, you'll have some invasions?
Right.
Come on, in the natural or in the spirit somewhere. Acts 20, 28. Take heed therefore to yourselves. Paul is speaking to the elders, to the overseers, and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed or actually to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. For I know this. How did Paul know it? By revelation. That after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. How many know the flock is the one that gets hurt? Also, elders of your own selves, shall men rise, speaking perversion or perverse things, and 2, to drag or draw disciples after them. Then he said, therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And then he commended them to God and so forth. So this church had been invaded. They had been invaded by not only wolves, not only men, even in eldership, had rose up to do things, but also false apostles had come in. But how many know this church had seen true apostles? Hallelujah. And they knew the difference, didn't they? And they tried, tested, and proved them out, and they found them to be liars, the scripture says. Isn't that right? And then there was something else among this church called the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Later it's called in another church the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. And how many know that's from the word, many believe from the word Nicholas, okay? And also it actually means the clergy of the ministry dominated, come on, control the people. I mean, know that the Holy Ghost must control us.
Amen.
We're not to control anybody. Come on. Not to dominate anybody, but the Holy Spirit will control us. Praise the Lord. And then, of course, Paul had fought with the beast at Ephesus. There was the worship of Diana over the city. So there was a lot of things going on against this church. But look in chapter 2 of Revelation now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, in chapter 2, we know Jesus is talking to this people, and he says here to them that, I know your works. He said, I know your labor. I know your patience. You can't bear those that are evil, here in chapter 2. You've tried those apostles that are really liars. You've borne, you've had patience, you've labored, you've not fainted, and you actually hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Now, he said that there to them. But notice what he said in verse 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee. What would he say to us tonight? What would Jesus say to us in our fellowship or to us as individuals? Is there something that he would say, I have something against thee? Huh? I have something against thee, he said to this church, because, come on, help me now, thou hast left thy first love. Notice, thou hast left thy first love. And then he said something else. Remember therefore from which thou art fallen and repent, do the first works, or I'm going to come quickly, come on, and remove your candlestick. Let me believe that Jesus was serious with all these churches. Now here he said, I'm going to remove that light if you don't repent. Because you've left your love, you have fallen. Listen, brethren, there are people tonight that have fallen because they have left Jesus. Come on, they have left that first love. I mean, we have to guard that love. We have to guard that relationship with Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. And or the light can disappear from us. Now, he said, I'm going to remove it. Now, look over in chapter 2 just a minute. Let's look at something else. In chapter 2, verse 16. Here he tells this church, if you don't repent, I'm going to come quickly. I'm going to fight against them with the sword. And them is mentioned in verse 14 and 15, if you want to read and see who they are. Come with a sword. How many know that's an anointed word? Then we go over to chapter 3, verse 3, and he tells this church here that in verse 3, if therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt know what hour I will come upon thee. He said, I'm coming on you as a thief. How many know that's an element of surprise? You will not know when I show up. Amen. Now, the next church, look over in chapter 2, verse 23. He tells them something else. And you know that this is Jezebel in this church. And you know Jezebel's in a lot of churches. In men or in women. Come on, amen. Now, verse 23, I will kill. Now, this is the Lord Jesus speaking. I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he that searches the hearts and reigns. And I will give to every one of you according to your works. I mean, do you believe what he said?
Yes.
Amen. All right, now look in chapter 3, verse 16. He said something else to this church. Laodicea. I think it's 3:16. He said here, so then because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. I will vomit you out. How many believe he means again what he says?
Sure.
All right. Then in chapter 3, verse 9, he speaks to the church at Philadelphia. The church of brotherly love. And how many know here he said, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan which say they're Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Those that say they're Jews or Christians, he said they're going to come and bow down. Not to you. Come on. He said they're going to come and worship before thy feet, but not worship us. Amen. Hallelujah. Then look in chapter 3:10. 3:10. He says something to this church. He uses the word suffer. Is it 3:10? That's not the one I want. It's 2:10. 2:10. I missed this church here. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. How many know suffering is real today? Behold, the devil shall cast some of you where? In the prison. It may not be behind bars, but how many know people are prisoners in their homes tonight?
Sure.
In the churches, on their jobs, wherever, shall cast some of you into prison that you may be tried. You'll have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful to death. I'm going to give you a crown of life. Hallelujah. So he's going to remove a candlestick. He's going to fight with a sword. He's coming as a thief. He's going to kill some children. He's going to spew people out of their mouth. And he's going to allow some suffering. And he's going to make some come and fall before you and worship the Lord. Jesus is not playing games, is he? He's real. And so he said, thou hast left thy first love. Thou art fallen. And that word left there, where it means where they left their first love, means to forsake. Lay it aside. To yield it up, omit, or send it away. That's what it means. There's a lot of scriptures I could go into, but I won't do that at this time. And then notice down to verse chapter 2. Look in verse 5. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and do something about it. What is it? Repent and do the first works. Repent and do the first works. And that word fallen there means drop away, be driven out of one's course, to lose, become insufficient, fall away. It means so many things. Brethren, we better know what course we're on tonight. I mean, there's a lot of deserters in the body of Christ tonight. Amen? Of his love and of Jesus himself. Amen? Now, how many know that if you've got all these things, you've got patience, you know, you're laboring and doing all those things. You got faith and whatever. But if you've left that love, how many know all you've got left is a religious club? That's all you got. How many know the love of God is the greatest message there is? The greatest message there is the love of God. I mean, I wouldn't be standing here tonight if it wasn't for the love of God. Neither would you. Amen? Hallelujah. I mean, in the wartime, it deserved a good shot.
Used to. Or in prison or something. And Jesus said, yet you have forsaken me. Isn't that right? Look in 2 Timothy 4 just a second. 2 Timothy 4. Excuse me. 2 Timothy 4, verse 10. Here is a deserter. Not only of the Lord, but of Paul, his brother in the Lord. How many know we hurt others when we desert the Lord? Can you say amen? Not only do we hurt the Lord, we hurt others. And so in verse 10, notice, for Demas hath forsaken me, Paul said, having loved this present world or age, and is departed, and so forth. Now, he said, one has left me. Verse 11, Luke's with me, and Mark's on his way. Hallelujah. How many know there'll be those that leave you, but there'll always be somebody with you. Come on. And somebody coming on the scene. Amen. I want to tell you seven things about Demas here. Number one, he was conformed back to this age. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Number two, he was blinded by the god of this age. How many know it's easy to let that devil blind us if we're not aware? Three, he became an enemy of God. Don't you think the Ephesians did too when they left their love?
Sure they did.
They lost the love of the Father. He lost the love of the Father, Demas did. And he wasn't delivered from it, as far as I know. He had a heart problem. Something of this world attracted his eye or his heart. And then he fell into apostasy. Amen. He was a deserter when AWOL, not only from God, but from Paul. And yet he was a preacher of the gospel. Amen. How many know that when you leave that love of God, you go another way? Amen. You go another course. You depart from the road that you and I were on. Something else gets our attention and our desires for something else besides the Lord. We have to guard that first love. Oh, hallelujah. That which you once held in high esteem does not seem that way to us anymore if we're drifting from that love. But what do? Repent. Repent. And God will receive us back. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So don't leave that first love. Amen. Now, what happens when we leave that love? The light is removed, or can be removed. Amen? Unless we repent. Amen? And without love, how many know there's no light?
Right.
Total darkness. Amen? Walk away from Jesus. How many know he may walk away from us? Reject Jesus. We'll bring a rejection from the Lord down the road in our life. Turn our back on the Lord, how many know he can turn his back on us? Unless we repent. Can you say amen? Look at the next church. Here's another church. Now, what am I saying? You got to overcome that thing, or whatever it may be, that takes you away from the love of God.
Amen.
Whatever it is that's taking you from the love of God, whatever it will take me, we must repent of it, and we must overcome it. Amen? How many know we all have problems? We all have weaknesses, and we know some of those weaknesses. And so we have to overcome those things. Now, number two, the second church. What was the second church? Who can tell me? Verse 8. Smyrna. Some call it Smyrna, but I like Smyrna. Smyrna means myrrh. And we could talk a lot about myrrh. How many know there's a lot of in Scripture on myrrh? But what do we see in this church at Smyrna? We see that we have to overcome the fear of death. How many has ever had to fight the fear of death? Be honest. Come on.
Sure.
Amen. How many know it's a spirit that comes against our mind?
Amen.
Amen. And so this church, Jesus was talking to them. Let's read it in verse 8. Verse 8, he says here to them, these things hath the first and the last, which was dead and is alive again. Alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. I know the blasphemy of them which say they're Jews and are not, but of the synagogue of Satan. Did everybody see that word, synagogue of Satan? You know what the Lord said to me? I was in Plano, Texas. You know what he said to me? He said, there's four churches in Revelation 12. I'm going to name them for you. Number one, the first church is the sun-clothed woman, the bride. Second church is the moon church. How many know the bride's coming out of that old moon church, that old order? Third church is the man-child. And the fourth church, he said, was Satan, the synagogue of Satan. How many know he's going to use his harlot church? And right here,
Right here he said, what did he say? Those that say they're Jews and are not, they're the synagogue of Satan. Satan has a synagogue. How many know it's probably full tonight? Huh? Verse 10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. We read this a while ago. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you'll have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful to death, and I will give you a crown of life. Now that 10 days might be 10 years or something. But he said, I will give you a crown of life. He said, don't fear that time of suffering. Hallelujah. Amen. Be thou what? Faithful to what? Unto death. And I will give you. Let's see this in James. James 1:11. How many believe there's a crown to be faithful unto death? James 1:12. He said, James said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. He doesn't throw in the towel. He doesn't quit. Amen? For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Hallelujah. So if you walk away from that love, how many know you're not going to get that crown? Amen? Now look over, by the way, since we're talking about love, look over in chapter 2, verse 5. He said, hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world? And how many know it's not just people only with holes in their shoes and their pants? Come on, there's the poor, those that are poor in spirit, those that are broken, contrite in heart as well. Rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him. Praise God. I want to love the Lord, don't you?
Amen.
Now, let me show you what can take us from that love. Just a second. I'm going to go back to Ephesians church. Let's go over to Matthew 24. I tell you, I love this word of God. How about you? Praise God. Matthew 24. Look down to verse 11 or so through there. Verse 10. Jesus said, many shall be offended, shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. There's actually no trust here in that verse. Verse 11. Many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. A false prophet has a false spirit, doesn't he? But notice what he's going to do. What the false prophets are doing, they are arising and they're deceiving many.
Deception.
And because lawlessness or iniquity shall abound or be multiplied, the love of many shall wax cold. Now notice, they deceive many in verse 11. And verse 12, the love of many, because of verse 11, shall wax, come on,
cold.
Amen? So those who were hot become cold. Amen?
Amen.
What am I saying? False prophets are abounding. It is the tail of the dragon. It is the tail of the dragon. I want to tell you, that tail in Revelation is false prophets who teach lies. Isaiah 13 says that. 9:13-15. And yet he says here that these false prophets are deceiving many, and they're going to cause people to lose that love. They're going to wax cold. Jesus said, I want you to cold or hot. If you're in the middle, I'm going to spew you out. Isn't that right? And yet he says here that these false prophets are deceiving many, and they're going to cause people to lose that love. They're going to wax cold. Jesus said, I want you either cold or hot. If you're in the middle, I'm going to spew you out. Isn't that right? So false prophets are taking people away from that love of God. All right, let's go back to Revelation. All right, I'm just touching these briefly. Let's go back to Revelation there in chapter 2 about the church at Smyrna, by the way. And you know, he said something. Be thou faithful to death. I mean, there's natural death, there's spiritual death, and there's eternal death. I mean, we're going to all die physically unless we're living when Jesus comes. Amen? But I sure don't want to die and go to the wrong place.
I want to walk in life.
Walk in life. That's right. Amen. You know, Jude says, twice dead. Remember that? Plucked up by the roots. Remember that scripture? Amen. All right, now what's the next church? The next church mentioned after Smyrna is Pergamos. Pergamos. You know what that church means? Height or tall. Height or tall. Now in this church,
here, you have to overcome, well, first of all, we said you have to overcome leaving the will of God, right? Second thing we have to overcome is the fear of death. Now, here we have to overcome the doctrine of Balaam. The doctrine of Baalism and the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which is that dominion, that controlling spirit, takes the place of the Holy Spirit. All right, let's look at this verse now. In chapter, let me find the verse here. 2:14, thank you. All right, Jesus said here, I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine or the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols and commit fornication. So as thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. You ever went through and studied what God hates? I challenge you to do it. It'll surprise you. He hates this doctrine, doesn't he? He hates a controlling spirit. Verse 18, repent, or else I will come quickly and fight against, notice the word them. That's those that hold on to this doctrine of Balaam, and those that hold on to this doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Amen? And he's coming how? With the sword
of his mouth.
Yes. The sword of his mouth, that anointed word. Amen? Now, let's look at this. How many know there is the way of Balaam, there's a doctrine of Balaam, and there's the error of Balaam, isn't there? How many know I'm in the book? Amen? 2 Peter chapter 2 talks about the way of Balaam. Let's read it. 2 Peter 2. I'm just going to touch this one point here. 2 Peter 2 and verse 14 and 15. Hallelujah. Having eyes full of adultery and cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and heart that have exercised with covetous practices cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray following the way of Balaam, the son of Bozar, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. I want you to notice, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. And how many know if you do that, payday's coming around the corner?
Yeah.
Amen? So there is a way. Now turn over to Numbers. Let's go to Numbers. Numbers chapter 22 and verse 22-32 of Numbers, 22-32. And the angel of the Lord said to him, to Balaam, wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee because, now notice what this angel said to Balaam, because thy way is perverse, come on, before me. So the way of Balaam is a perverse way, isn't it? It's another way. How many know that he disobeyed God? You know, he thought he could change God's mind, but he couldn't. Amen? And yet the angel said, your way is perverse. And how many know any way apart from the Holy Spirit is perverse?
Amen.
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 Now, the second thing, of course, is the doctrine of Balaam, mentioned in Revelation there that we read, 2:14-16. There is the doctrine of Balaam. Then there is the error of Balaam. Now, let's look over in Numbers here while we're here. I won't go into all those scriptures. I had so much I could go into. 22:7. No, it's not. It's over in 31. I'm going to go to chapter 31 of Balaam. Now, how many know that Balaam wouldn't curse God's people, but Balaam gave a counsel or a teaching to Balak, and he said, if you'll just get your most beautiful women, put them out on the front line, how many know things will change?
That's right.
Well, look here in chapter 31, verse 16. And how many know if the enemy comes one way and can't get us, he'll come another way? Verse 16, behold, these caused the children of Israel through the council, there it is, see all the doctrine of Balaam, to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of Peor, and there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord. In fact, there were thousands died. You go back to what, chapter 25. Let's go back to chapter 25 here, and we'll see. In chapter 25, when they began, the men and women began to come and mix together. In a place here in Shittim, it says the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat and bowed down to their gods. You have sexual sins, you have sacrifices to gods, and you have spiritual adultery here. Amen. Among God's people. And yet, the doctrine of Balaam, the counsel of Balaam, given to Balak, cause all this to happen. How many know we better watch what counsel we're under? Come on, what doctrine we're under? There is counsel today that will destroy you. Amen? And there's doctrines today that will destroy us. We need to know the wise counsel of the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. And then, of course, there was the heir of Balaam that we could talk about also. We could go on and talk about money and things, but I'm not going to go into that any further. What was the next church in Revelation?
Thyatira.
What does Thyatira mean? It means burning of incense. If you'll check out the Queen of Heaven, how many of there were those burning incense in Jeremiah to the Queen of Heaven? And who's in this church? Jezebel. The doctrine of Jezebel. So we have to overcome the doctrine. Come on, amen, the teachings of Jezebel. How many know it says it's the depths of Satan in Revelation chapter 2? Amen? Let's look at it. How many's ever heard of Jezebel? Come on, Babel, rebel, rebellion, Jezebel, a lot of bells, isn't there? Bell represents Baal, and that's rebellion. Well, I'll tell you, this doctrine of Jezebel is rebellion. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Chapter 2 now, let's look here. Look at just a scripture here. In verses, let's see here. What verse are we going to look at? Okay, in verse 20, no, in verse 18. Jesus says, speaking to the angel, how many know this is not an angel that flaps his wings? This is a minister of the church here.
Amen.
Amen. He said, write these things, says the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass. Those eyes are going to judge this Jezebel thing, come on, and those feet as well. How many know he's the head tonight, and we're becoming his feet? Amen. I mean, why is Jezebel in the land today? I'll tell you, because Elijah's coming. Amen. The army of Elijah is coming. Amen. Elijah has come, the man. Elijah is come, the spirit of Elijah that was upon John the Baptist. And we're not talking about reincarnation. We're talking about the Holy Spirit upon John. But how many know that Elijah's army is coming in this end time? Facing Jezebel, just like Ahab did, amen? You got the beast system, you got the religious system, and you got it right there. 3.5 years of tribulation, just like Elijah's time. We are just about there, aren't we? How many believe that?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Some say, well, it's all in the past. Well, if it is, we got problems, that's right. I believe some things happened in the past.
Sure.
But I don't believe all of it's in the past.
If
all of it's in the past, you've got to throw this book of Revelation out.
Amen.
Amen. And other scriptures. Come on, don't shout me down. That's true. Okay, anyway, Jesus is going to judge this Jezebel harlot system. It's mentioned also over in Revelation chapter 17. It's Dinah the Ephesian, worship of Mary, Queen of Heaven. There's a lot of things we could talk about here. And I told somebody I preached Jezebel so much. The last so many years, I don't even want to hear that word anymore. But I tell you, that spirit's in the land. I remember I was going down to Dallas one time, down Highway 75, and just right before I got it, what is that, 630, Bill? What is that, 630? 635. Just as I was getting ready to turn, I discerned the spirit right there in the heavenlies, in that area. How many know it's everywhere just about? But I'm telling you, how many know sometimes you get a special revelation, you know something, amen, by the Holy Ghost? And I knew that right there, that Jezebel was right in that area. Amen. Next church, what is it? Come on. Sardis. Now, what we got to overcome in Sardis? I'll tell you what we have to overcome is deception. Now, what is the deception? To say that we're alive when we're dead. How many believe that is a deception? Verse 1. To the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art
dead.
Notice, they were saying we're living, but Jesus said, no, you are dead. How many believe he knew it better than they did? Be watchful. You know what watching means? Chase away sleep. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. We can do something about it. How many know we'll sit down and watch Jesus die on the cross? And brother, we can sit down and watch a church die. Come on. We can watch Christians die without praying and interceding. How many believe that? For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, hold fast and repent. If thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief. Thou shalt not know what hour. All right, verse 4. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. They shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Those are overcomers. And then the next verse, he that overcometh shall be clothed in white raiment. That word Sardis has several meanings. One meaning is remnant. And there's other meanings to it. Okay? So we must overcome deception. Deception. To think we're living when we're actually walking in death. Amen? The next church is brotherly love, Philadelphia. Look in 3:9. What do we have to overcome here? False brethren. How many know there were false brethren crept in unawares in Galatians, Paul said? How many's ever met any? Anybody ever met any wolves and false brethren? Amen. Well, here in chapter 3, verse 9, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they're Jews, say they're Christians, and are not, but do lie. We read this a while ago. Behold, I will make them to come, worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. And yet he called them the synagogue of Satan there. Now, the last church, of course, that we have to overcome is here in Laodicea. Laodicea means the people rule. The people rule. And what we have to overcome here are two things, lukewarmness and nakedness. How many of the Holy Ghost wants to clothe us?
Yes.
He wants to clothe us. Amen. You may come in with the most beautiful garment on, the most expensive garment you can buy, but you may be naked in the sight of God.
Right.
How many know we need His covering tonight? I'm not looking to man be my covering. The Lord is my covering.
Yes.
I respect authority, but the Lord is my covering. Amen. The Spirit of God is our covering. Can you say amen? So what do we have to overcome? We have to overcome. We have to overcome those various things that I mentioned. Which is the love of God, we don't lose it, the fear of death, right? And all these other things that we mentioned. We have to overcome seven things. And so I heard the Spirit just say, touch on those, and that's what we've done, okay? I know it's getting late. I'm not going to hold you any longer. I preach longer than what I thought I would. Praise God. But I've enjoyed all the words tonight, all the exhortations from the ministry here. I believe God sent all these ministries. They're all important, and you're important. And how many know this place is important?
Amen.
Let's stand. May the Lord bless you. Praise God. Father, thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Lord, help each one of us to examine our hearts to see if we be in the faith, Lord. Lord, that we lose not that precious love that you've put in us, Lord God. Are any of these qualities that we've mentioned tonight, Father, if there's anyone here that's fearful of death, Father, help them to rise up and overcome it, Lord. Lord, lukewarmness, nakedness, Lord God, any false brethren, any of those things, Father, that we mentioned tonight, the doctrine of Balaam, the Jezebel spirit, any of these things, Father, that we all maybe have been troubled with, help us all to overcome by the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, bless the rest of these meetings. Bless our brethren, the preachers, Lord, that have come with the word of the Lord in their mouth. We believe you've anointed them, Lord, and we believe you've anointed the people to hear this word, and we bless your people, Father. Amen. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let's just raise both hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, God. Praise you, God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to take this off a minute. Praise God. Which mic is on, Flynn? Praise God. Let's praise Him. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I want y'all to join hands, Brother Coffey. Praise God. The Lord says, fear thou not, my son and my daughter. Know that I'm with thee. The Lord gives fresh manna from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall feed you with angels' food, saith the Lord. And I, the Lord God, shall strengthen you in the days ahead and in the months ahead. So walk softly before thy God, for surely the Lord has heard your cry. Your cries come up before me, yea, saith the Lord, as incense. And I, the Lord, shall move on the left and on the right for thee. For I have not forsaken thee, yea, I am with thee this night, and I shall again, yea, pour into thee that which you need for this hour, for this day, and this time. And know that the Lord shall thrust thee out, yea, to different places, as you would be obedient to the Spirit of God. And know that thou shalt be my eyes, and thou shalt be my ears, and thou shalt be my feet, saith the Lord. So fear thou not, my people, my daughter and my son. Fear thou not, yea, saith the Lord, I am with thee, and I shall help thee, I shall undergird thee, and I shall cause you to walk through the fire, and thou shalt not be consumed, for thou shalt be a testimony and a witness to many, for I am with thee this night, saith the Lord, the darkness to flee, and the light is come, and my joy does overtake thee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him, amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to minister again to my wife. I do this once in a while. Otherwise, I was in Lake Hamilton. I have to do it. Hallelujah. But the Lord is upon you, my daughter. She who is with thee, he that stricken you out of Zion, and know that the Lord has given you eyes to see and ears to hear. And yet your feet shall run many places in the days ahead. For surely the Lord God is with thee. The darkness shall flee and the light shall overtake you as well. And yea, I shall lead thee out and lead you in. So fear thou not, my daughter, and provision shall be met, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's praise him. Come on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 My son, I've heard your cry and I've seen your tears. You know that God is putting the bells and truth upon thee. I'm shouting you with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And yea, the Lord God is strengthening you out of Zion. So fear thou not man's face. I'm with thee. I'm putting myself within thee. I'm building you up, my son. Yea, run not hither. Run not thither. But yea, be thou steadfast. Be thou strong where I place thee. And thou shalt truly become strong. And thou shalt be a stalwart one. Thou shalt be a pillar in the house of God. For I've spoken it, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's praise him. Amen. Praise God. Sister Ray, come out here, Ray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord has seen your heart. The Lord has seen the struggle. The Lord has seen the enemy buffeting you on the left and on the right. But I've come this night to say that I will help you now, and I will stand strong in your behalf, and your prayers have come up before the Lord, and I have come down to minister life and strength to thee, and know there shall be a great change in those things that are round about me. The turmoil shall be no more, for I the Lord shall do it. I the Lord shall destroy the enemy. I shall destroy the work of the enemy that's come to destroy and to cause chaos in the midst of your family and situations. Know that God shall bring a great change. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Brother Bill, I just see a great anointing come upon you, my son. Yea, God shall open your eyes, and God shall open your ears in this hour. And true to the Lord does lead you, my son, up and down the highway. The Lord shall make provision for thee, and the Lord shall go before thee. His angels, oh yes, his angels shall go before thee, for they do encamp about those that fear him. And yea, thou dost fear me, my son, and yea, great provision shall be, even for those in Mexico where you go, saith the Lord. For I am with thee this night, and know that God shall give you grace and favor, and I shall give you many in this hour, many that shall stand with thee and not against thee, saith the Lord. Come on, let's praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Janelle, the Lord says that you're going to travel. The Lord's going to be with you. The Lord's going to send others with thee in this hour, this day, and this time. You're in the months ahead. So fear not and worry not. The finances shall be there, and I'll be there, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, let's praise him. Let's praise our God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Find the Lord says, fear thou not. I am with thee, my daughter. Yea, I've stood with thee in the past, and I shall stand with you in the present. Know that no enemy shall destroy thee. I am your life. I am your strength. I am your shield and buckler. I stand with thee this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. Really. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless this camp meeting, Lord. Continually, Lord, tomorrow, the next day, and the next day, Father. Bless the people that will come and bring others in, Lord. Bring the hungry in, Lord. Bring in those that need help. Bring in those that want to be whole, Father. And touch the ministry tonight. Father, let a special anointing come upon those that minister tomorrow. We ask it in Jesus' name. Upon Glenn and Anna, and upon Brother Jack Harris. Thank you for ministering tonight to him, Lord. You've heard our prayer. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you. 6 o'clock in the morning prayer meeting. Amen. God bless.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.